Warming in the southern Beaufort Sea is leading to some surprising biological changes for the region's polar bears. But recent findings related to the bears' health warns of other challenges coming down the line. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
When scientists go into the field to study the Beaufort Sea bears, they collect samples. And a little tuft of fur is flown all the way from the Arctic to a lab on the East Coast. Melissa McKinney hasn't seen the bears firsthand. But since 2004, she's come in contact with their hair inside a lab at the University of Connecticut. She's using it to look for mercury.
Most of the mercury that is present in the environment right now is due to human emissions.
And that mercury makes its way up the food web, first in fish and later in the ring seals that eat the fish. By the time it makes its way up to the polar bears, the mercury is super concentrated, and McKinney says it can have toxic effects. The Beaufort bears, in particular, are thought to have some of the highest levels of mercury in the Arctic. So McKinney expected to see some fluctuation in the levels over time.
That would be kind of what we would anticipate.
But over a 7-year stretch, McKinney has found that the numbers have dropped by more than half.
Well, I was surprised. I mean, I thought that we might see some variation, but I was surprised at the extent of decline that occurred over a relatively short period of time.
Which sounds like a good thing. These polar bears have much less mercury in their systems. But the information tells scientists something else.
The decline in mercury in the southern Beaufort Sea polar bears can largely be explained by changes in their diet and condition.
Instead of dining on ring seal out on the ice, more polar bears in the Beaufort Sea are coming onshore, where they're consuming bowhead whale scraps left over from subsistence hunts. McKinney says there's only so much of that food to go around.
In the short term, yes, we see this decline in terms of mercury, but what it'll mean in the long term when we have more bears on shore and more bears using that resource, we might see that the situation changes.
She says while this study is about polar bears in the Beaufort Sea, it also reveals something about us. The implications of warming are a lot more varied than we thought. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.